I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, it's the Pick and Roll Show.
He's Pick, I'm Roll. You ready, Pick?
Let's go.
All right, man. So what's going on? How are you doing?
Chilling. Yeah, you know how to do it. Yeah, chilling like a villain. Just got done balling. You know how to do it.
How did you do today?
I can't get on this court. I hit a couple shots, you know, but I just can't get on like I want to get on, like I normally get on, you know.
So you just ever say when you miss a shot,
go ahead.
I'm just messing with you.
Nah, I mean, it depends on how the shot was. If I was wide open, I should hit it. You know, if I'm not, then okay, just get back on defense. Either way, you know, just play D.
Hey, at least you're getting the cardio in, right?
Yeah, that's what it's about at my age anyway. I'm lucky to even be out there running around anyway.
Yeah, with them bad knees and all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people probably can't even guard you, man. They got to bend so low.
I just, you know, I kept my cane out there. I just tripped people on the way to the bucket. You know what I'm saying? So. That's my game. That's an old man game.
That's your old man game. Gotcha.
They let me play with my cane.
Yeah, man. Maybe one of these days I'll go out there and I'll hoop with you. I know we played in that league in the summer.
Yeah.
We had some fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember one time I did that one play.
What and play?
I messed up.
You traveled?
I traveled, I know, but that one time
it was
I went
six times.
Yeah. No, I didn't travel six times.
Okay, four.
I missed that layup and I fall down and I look up and I see you and you're just like laughing. 1 minute later, you sub me out. It's like, man, coach, that dumb pissed him off.
Sup?
Anyway, all right, guys. Well, welcome to the show. Just so you know, you are dialed into the Pick and Roll Show. This is a weekly podcast that we give to you absolutely free of charge on iTunes, SoundCloud, and now the Stitcher Radio. Go there now. Subscribe to any of those stations. On iTunes, please write a review. Go to our Facebook page. Like our Facebook page. Share our Facebook page. More likes, the better. What else?
Let's give a shout outs, man. Let's shoot out Brandon.
Yeah,
Brandon
Chan. Yeah. And, of course, we couldn't do this podcast without Brandon Manabusin. So, Brandon, again, thank you very much. We're able to give this show to our friends and followers and fans every week because of Brandon Manabusin. So,
cool.
Thank you, Brandon.
We'll shoot out my man Lee the man, providing us with the music.
Yeah, I love the
last
music,
couple
man.
Weeks. So, you know, again, if anybody has any music out there that they want to, you know, share with us and they give us permission to use it, let us know. We'll put it on there as our intro and outro.
Yeah.
But Lee the Man's been providing it for us for the last 3-4 weeks. So yes. From Cincinnati, Ohio. Check him out, y'all.
From one Ohioan to the other.
That's right.
Thank you for that, Lee the Man. I love the music, man. No pun intended on the man. Anyway. follow us
He's
on
the man.
Yes, he is. Follow us on social media at Twitter at Pick and Roll Show. Follow us on Periscope at Pick and Roll Show. And on Instagram, we are The Pick and Roll Show.
Gia.
At The Pick and Roll Show. Gia. So
you shouldn't do it.
No, I'm
just let me do it.
No, I gotta keep it.
You don't,
I'm gonna keep it.
But you don't do it.
100. Gia.
Okay, that was better.
Actually. Gia.
That, okay.
Is
okay.
That's starting to sound like Little John?
Calm down. Yeah. No, yeah. It's more like Jay-Z or something. That was.
No, Jay-Z. Oh, Jigga.
Yeah. Jigga.
That's just the beginning of what we're gonna talk about. Anyway.
Is it?
Probably.
I guess.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah. No. No. Okay. All right. We were 2 weeks in the NFL season.
Yeah. And 2 weeks.
2 weeks in the NFL season and 3 weeks in college football, right?
Yeah.
How are your teams doing?
I'm okay. I'm you know, my Buckeyes are sputtering, but you know, they sputtered last year early. I think once Urban Meyer stops out coaching himself, because that's what I think he's doing. Once he settles in on a quarterback, whether it's Cardale or JT, I think we'll be a much better team.
Right.
But I think we need to give Ezekiel the ball a lot more and give Braxton the ball a little bit more and Michael Thomas. So I would involve those three guys more.
Yeah.
That's all who would touch the ball really for me. But once he settles on a quarterback, which I think JT Barrett should be in there since he did it last year, he got us there. Cardale finished it off, but JT got us there. So I kind of want that guy to play.
Yeah.
Steelers, you know, we're chugging. Ben Roethlisberger right now. Stephen A. Smith has said he was an elite quarterback right now. He didn't pass Breeze. He's up there with Brady. He said he's passed Breeze and Manning right now.
Breeze and Manning, okay.
So he's top three with Rodgers, Brady, and him.
Breeze hasn't had – he's hurt.
Well, he hadn't been doing anything.
No, anyway. He hasn't, and neither has Peyton Manning.
Well, they didn't help him either. I mean, Sproles left. Jimmy Graham left. I mean, Colston's like 37. Yeah. I mean, he's old, like 40, 50
Who's
years
that?
Old. Marcus Colston.
Oh, okay.
Which used to be his number one back in the day, but right. I don't know, man. They're just sputtering. You know, he's lost all his weapons, so, you know,
it's kind of hard to
and he's
throw
only
the ball.
6'1". He's 30 some years old. 30,
yeah,
so.
He's getting up there.
What about your teams? How's the Packers?
Packers are doing good. 2-0. 2-0. The Bears gave us a good scare.
How's the receivers looking?
You know what? We're doing okay so right? far. Yeah.
Do I need to pick somebody up on my draft? My fantasy or what?
Honestly, I think if you would have, you should have picked up James Jones. He's already got. He's got three TD catches.
He's
this
gone.
Year.
I mean, any sleepers on your team or what?
You know. Oh yes.
Who?
Rodgers, the tight end.
I know. You know what? I looked at that guy.
I got
two good tight ends already.
He's a good tight end. Montgomery could be another sleeper
receiver.
Ty Montgomery.
Yeah, is he the number two or what?
I think he's
so James is number one.
James, oh no, Cobb's number one.
Okay, right.
Devontae's I think is two.
Okay, then I don't need nobody else. Yeah. If he's not number one or two, I don't. Hey, maybe a three.
He might make you some good plays here and there. Make a couple.
Yeah, I need a one or two. I can't get a three is cool, but it depends who that quarterback is.
Right.
It depends on my league too. I have a PPR league that.
Oh yeah,
I get guys that touch the ball. So what I do, me and my buddy Mike, we get guys that do punt returns and kick returns.
Yeah,
kick returns. They keep scoring on you. Guess what? He gets 20 yards a pop.
Damn.
Yep. So that's 5 field goals. He gets 5 tries at run kick return. That's 100 points if he gets 20 yards.
Damn.
That's 100, I mean 10 points. I'm sorry.
Damn. You know. Yeah. So Penn State's doing okay. UT, they're not doing too good.
What's UT?
UT's 1-2. And
they'll get there. Hopefully, they get a quarterback. That's
Javi.
Who?
Javi Bettis. You know, he does have his own. He's an editor on Playmaker magazine.
Yeah, yeah. The nice, Playmaker.
Nice little plug there for you.
Here's the thing.
We were talking about it, and he said, "I think that you know if Charlie Strong starts one, he can easily go 1-4, 1-5.
He'll be out of there.
He might be in the hot seat.
Yeah." They didn't want him in there anyway.
You don't think?
Come on, man. First black head coach in Texas history.
Come on now. He's a good coach.
I understand that. I know that.
He needs I think
they didn't need, they didn't give him
he needs
they
more
didn't
time.
Get, he didn't get 100% love when he came in. It was
no.
Kinda, yeah, I don't
well,
think
because
so.
People well that AD I mean they fired the AD. Did you see that?
What's that got to do with
I'm just
giving
saying,
coach love that's
I'm,
coming in?
No, I know, but I'm just saying that it's just they're cleaning up. They're not even – I don't – I mean, not cleaning up, but they're just
– Clean house.
He
cleaned house, so, I mean, it's going to take him a couple of years, but you have to get that quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't get RG3. You didn't get Manziel. You didn't get, you know
– Luck.
You didn't get Luck. You didn't get – I mean, JT Barrett's from JT Barrett's from Texas. So, I mean, he didn't get any of those guys. So, there's a lot of Texas quarterbacks that he didn't get.
Well, he didn't – I mean, you mean Mac Brown.
Or just Texas didn't get in general.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to have a quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, you're – team is not going to do anything.
Mac Brown dropped the ball there, and I think that
Mac Brown dropped the ball for a lot of years. Yeah,
he scared away a lot of recruits.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. What's up with your? I can't even say your hockey team name.
Let's go Hawks!
Yeah, thank you.
Dun dun dun. No, I'm kidding.
What's up with your boy?
That case got dropped.
Okay.
No, not sufficient DNA evidence.
Did you hear what Stephen A. Smith said?
I didn't. I know that him and Skip Bayless were talking today on.
Pretty deep. I mean, he feels like when
the Kobe situation,
a black
right?
person or a person of color does something on that level, And this has nothing to do with like the law or what the organization does. It's more of the public outcry. It's a little different. It's like the outcry for somebody, a person of color, is a lot louder than the outcry for a person who is not of color.
Right.
Basically. So you're saying I didn't even hear about it until like this morning. I was like, what? How long has this been going on?
It's been going on for like a month and a half.
Right. Guess who didn't know about it? I watch sports all the time. How come I never heard about it?
Because remember, it's the NHL. Nobody watches hockey.
And you know, Skip Bayless brought that up. He's like, there's no fan. And Stephen A. Smith was like, yeah, you're right. But
a lot of fans
at the same time, he's a, you know, professional player in the league. And he went through all the statistical sports like tennis. When this happens in like the tennis world or the golf world or hockey or sports that are predominantly white,
right?
You don't hear these things. It. And he said that there's no policies on that as well. Like it took him a while to get the policies in there. You know, it would be after the NFL players or NBA players, something would happen, which are predominantly black, you know, sports.
I think it's, yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean,
The thing is, he said they're not following up on it.
Right.
So we're following through on the punishment, which this guy was not convicted. So, I mean, it was really just an accusation. So,
right.
Whether it's true or not, an accusation.
I mean, and we'll, I guess.
No, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
I mean, he's just more about where was the public outcry, you know, even from, you know, from women. I mean, where was it at?
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't hear about it till like today. I was cracking up like, oh, I never heard about this. I might have heard about it, but it wasn't like when, you know, Michael Vick or Ray Rice
or Kobe,
you know, whoever you want to name. And some of those guys were convicted, you know. I would say probably the biggest one.
Kobe.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, the Ben Roethlisberger.
There was some public outcry on him, but people just don't like him. So whether you like him or not, he was, you know, people didn't like him in the first place.
And you can't say it's a small market because Chicago is a huge market. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
but nobody watches hockey.
And I think that's what it comes down to. I mean, I watch hockey, and when I saw that it happened, I was like, whoa, because this guy's been in trouble before. He's been arrested. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that? He hit him in like
nobody's even heard about that, bro.
Well, I mean, I know about it because I follow the Blackhawks,
but that
he had, right, but he had like assaulted a taxi cab driver.
I've never even heard about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just went right over, you know.
And
it wasn't blasting on SportsCenter like when somebody else does, a person of color does something.
Right.
Which, you know, again, it depends on if a person's convicted or if he's been arrested or whatever. You know, sometimes just accusations mean nothing, so.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, he was just more interested. Where is the public court of opinion? Organizations do what they do, the law does what it does. They're all the same. But where's the public outcry?
Interesting. Yeah,
I'm just saying, you know.
It's very interesting.
Yeah,
it's very, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Remains to be seen on what, well, obviously he's going to get to play, but who knows what the steps that the NHL will take to further action.
Yeah,
but
I mean at the they same can't time, really do anything if it's been dismissed.
Right.
I mean, maybe.
But I mean, but it's not very common that you hear stuff like this.
Like what?
With the NHL.
Because they sweep it under the rug and they keep it in house
because they're
the and it's a league that nobody watches.
The fourth biggest sport in
yeah, I mean nobody America. Watches. I mean they were almost bankrupt for a minute. So I mean,
it's true.
You know, nobody watches it. Actually, I do like playing it on like PlayStation. Sweet
man, it's fun. Man.
It's like basketball on ice. It's like basketball and football on ice dude, combined. Right?
It is so much fun. I can play that game for hours on end, man, without even thinking about
my
it.
My team was the Bruins back in the day.
Oh yeah?
My god, yeah, with Ray Bourque and them, like, all the defense. He used to smash.
Ray Bourque was a beast. My god,
he used to smash cats against the wall. Woo.
Yeah,
I would just play defense. I just want to smash somebody.
I thought you would have liked the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Nah, I think the name wasn't really
Mario Lemieux, man.
That's why when the colors were, you know.
Like the Steelers.
Right. Yeah. Well, the Boston. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Bruins. Boston too, yeah.
Boston
yeah,
Bruins.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I went with them. I just like Ray Bourque. Something about his defense. I didn't know anything about him, but.
He was a good hockey player.
Yeah, he was. He is. I mean, he's probably a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, he should be a Hall of Famer.
I just like the way he played on the ice, on the game. I never watched it.
Was he like the enforcer or what? He just checked people and
everything. Yeah. That's probably why I liked him.
You ever seen Slapshot?
No. I've seen parts of it. No. That was the stupid hockey movie,
dude, with Paul Newman. It's
really
good.
Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah,
and you got
went all the way back. I was like the 70s, like late 70s,
early 70s. Yeah.
And they had the one guy with the glasses with
the three of them, the handsome brothers,
twins, the triplets.
Yeah,
right.
And they just beat the crap out of everybody, man. And it's hilarious.
I got a trivia question for you.
Uh oh,
it's food of fool.
Food of fool.
Food of fool. Y'all have any questions for him? We'll see if we can fool him.
Yeah.
So, how many black players in the NHL today?
Man.
How many total players in the NHL?
How many total players?
Yes.
Damn, bro, I don't... let's say four. Well, there's probably 26 to a team.
How many teams?
And you got 30 teams.
So, that's 800, some 700. Just say so.
Yeah, it's like 700, 800 okay. Maybe.
Guess how many black? Guess how many brothers?
One.
No.
There's none.
No, there's a some.
Okay, yeah. Three.
Nope.
Five.
Nope.
Ten.
Nope.
How many?
30.
Shut up.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got fooled.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
They're all on the same team. They sit on the back, on the same bus. Nah. <I'm kidding. laughs> Nah, I was just playing. They all got arrested last night. But no, just for being there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They were, you know, watching Kang's back.
Where
they,
you at?
They got arrested. He got off, but they got arrested. No.
Is there really 30?
No. Yeah, 30. I was watching ESPN earlier. I'm pretty sure they said 30. Because I was cracking. I was like, oh, there's 30. I was wrong. Dang. I thought it was like maybe 10.
Two. I was thinking, because you don't.
And you watch hockey.
I do, and I remember a long time ago on ESPN, because I used to always watch the highlights and just to wait for the basketball highlights and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
And there was like two hockey players, and I was like, wow, there's a black guy playing hockey.
Yeah.
And I'll watch, right, during the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'll watch, and there's a analyst who's black, and he's actually pretty good. He knows his stuff. Very good. Yeah. I can't remember his name, but awesome.
The Iceman?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
George Gervin?
No.
Shout out to George.
The Iceman. Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
It could be.
He's the Iceman of hockey, though. I mean, you have to be cool. If a black guy in hockey, he had to have a cool name.
You do have to have a cool name.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
Dante Ice. Huh? Oh, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
How about that one?
How about...
I got one.
What's up?
Chuck, chill out.
Damn. Man, what... Did you remember that one? You were just thinking these on the fly.
No, there was really a rapper named Chuck Chill Out.
Back was there?
Yeah,
no, you're too old school.
Yeah, he had like two songs.
I mean, I remember Silk the Shocker.
Silk the Shocker, yeah, Masterpiece Boy. And, he locked up right now.
And Too Short.
Yeah, Too Sheezy.
And some Genuine.
Todd Shaw. Genuine, really? That's probably your favorite song, too.
Not even, bro.
Jump on it.
Nah.
Yeah, that's your song. Don't try to, yeah, you know it.
Hey, that song was really popular. Jodeci. But no, that wasn't a rap group. Jodeci. They're more R&B, like R&B, right?
Yeah, more like R&B. Yeah, they were R&B. They did a song with Tupac, though.
Did they?
How do you want it?
Oh, yeah, that was them. Growing up
like in the fast lane. For real. Yeah, I can't sing, but.
Yeah, no, you got it, man. You got it.
You got it. You felt me. You felt it.
Gia.
You feel me?
Gia.
So, I was watching Menace of Society.
Oh, yeah.
MC8 was on there, where I got the Gia from.
Deuces.
MC8 was on there. He said Gia like 1,000 times. I was rolling. He was like, Gia. And like, it didn't mean that. We were talking about something stupid.
Hopefully, he's not listening to this show. Because
I hope MC8 is. That's my boy. Oh, MC8, yeah. Compton's Most Wanted. They came to Columbus. I didn't meet him, but we was right beside him one day at a concert. But
very cool, man.
Yeah, I didn't. He don't know me, though.
No.
I'm nobody.
No, you're somebody.
I'm nobody.
You're somebody.
Till somebody
CP3.
Kills you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're CP.
CP2. My son's CP. I am CP2. My son's CP3.
Okay. Yeah, I got
CP2. My dad is CP1.
Got it.
Got it?
So I'm just...
Don't get jabbed.
RSJ1.
All right, so yeah, 30 black players.
That's...
Impressive.
Wow. That is very
impressive. How many players, black players in the NBA? How many total players in the NBA? Just, what, 30-some teams?
There's 30-some teams, 13 players, 12, 14
players. Yeah, well, depending on the roster, it could be 12 to 15, right? So 12 times.
250 players. As
250? Guess how many black?
235.
5,000 are black, yes, in the NBA.
That's hilarious.
Nothing but African Americans. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing.
Hey, man, you got that?
It's like 2000.
You know what I was going to tell you the other day? I was listening to your the last time when I
you listened to me.
No,
that's kind of creepy.
When we're talking really and creepy. You do that laugh. No, not that one.
Oh, not the Marvin.
Marvin.
Okay.
You were doing that laugh right there. It sounded a little bit like Burt Reynolds, man. Get that Burt Reynolds laugh. See, there it is.
That's my boy. Okay. Smoking the Bandit.
Smoking the Bandit.
He's bound down. Drunken. Remember that? You were watching that? Smoking the Bandit?
Bits
that's
too much
before you.
A little bit. You know,
that's like the 70s.
I like Burt
the Trans Am was a beast.
Yeah, that was a nice car.
And the Rubber Duck? No, that was Convoy.
Sally Fields was in that movie, right?
Yeah, Sally Fields, yeah. Burt Reynolds. What was one dude, the singer?
Merle Haggard?
No.
Oh,
my God.
Travis Tritt?
No, you're killing me.
No, it's not his.
Travis Tritt. No, Trace somebody Atkins. Back in the day, man.
Conway Twitty.
Dang it. Don't worry about it. Let's move on.
Okay, moving along. Okay, so NFL's Your team's 1-1. My team's 2-0.
Yeah.
Packers looking really good. The Green Bay Packers are looking very, very good.
What about Seattle? I mean, they're 0-2,
right?
They're
0-2, and we beat them on Sunday
night.
So,
what are you thinking? I mean, you think they'll...
wild card team.
They'll still make the... Well, that's a tough division. Are you talking Arizona, Seattle? I'm talking like they're going to play themselves. Arizona, San Francisco.
San Francisco is not that good.
Yeah, but it's still a... It's not a cakewalk, you know what I'm saying? So, who else is in that division? The Rams? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rams are tough. We played them. Actually, Pittsburgh plays them this week, so that's who we play.
We play Kansas City.
Jerry Reed was a singer, actor, I'm sorry. Smoking the Bandit.
Oh, Jerry Reed, okay.
Yeah, Jerry Reed.
Is that a country singer?
I think so. I didn't really listen to any of his stuff.
Hey, man, so I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you like country music?
Guess how many brothers, guess how many black folks are in country music?
Cowboy Troy.
Yep.
And Darius Rucker.
Okay. This is a trivia question for Foo to Foo.
I'm not going to.
Just take a guess. We're going to guess.
Okay, let's take it.
How many total country singers? Just make up a number.
500.
Guess how many African-American or people of color are country singers?
2.
Negative 40.
Negative.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, I just remember Burt Reynolds. Shout out to Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
I remember on the NBA All-Star Weekend one year, and Big and Rich played that song, Save a Horse.
Big Reddick. Rob?
No, Big and Rich.
Who's Big and Rich?
It's a country group.
Oh, okay.
And that's why. Cowboy Troy was in that.
Cowboy Troy?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So, and then Charles Barkley's like, he sees Cowboy Troy, and he's like, that guy's an idiot. He needs to get off. What you doing, man? You know, he's like.
I mean, there's some black. I've been down here. Some black cowboys.
Oh,
yeah. I told you, Bill Pickett, first black cowboy. One of them, anyway. But you're watching some black cowboys, some Hispanic cowboys down here in Texas. Tejano, right?
Tejano.
Is that
that's like the
Hispanic cowboy type thing?
Kind of.
Yeah. What's the black cowboy? What's that like? What's the black cowboy listening to?
The guy from Texas Walker Texas Ranger. That's the black cowboy.
Oh yeah, that's terrible. Why has he got to be like the perfect like?
Hey, but he's a good actor. I like that guy.
He's all right. What else was he in?
Top Gun.
Oh. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I just remember.
It's like
that.
Where we could actually see his acting
skill. Yeah, he's like, hey, we could have had him, man. We could have had him.
But I'm saying, like, what else was he
that
in?
That was probably it.
Okay.
And that was probably a horrible acting job, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it was me.
Sure. I was referring to me.
I'd do it. Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. There's like, what? So, I mean, I'm not really a country fan.
Neither am I.
It's cool, but.
I mean, Ray Charles said, great stories, man.
Yeah, they do tell stories in the music. I mean, it's like
they do.
It's kind of like blues a little bit, I think. But I don't know. The twang gets me after a while. I can listen to it a little bit. You got to mix it in with a little bit of everything else.
You do.
Yeah. There's a lot of rodeo cowboy halls down here.
Oh, man.
I've been to a couple. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, people get pretty rowdy.
You know how to square dance?
I can figure it out. I've seen it. Yeah, it's just 2 steps.
Brother, it's not very. Brother Chuck's got some soul.
It's not too complicated. Yeah, I got a little rhythm. So.
A little rhythm.
I can salsa too, so you know, I pick that up. Salsa, merengue, bachata, I can do a little bit of everything.
Damn, brother.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty good.
Soul brother.
He's got
salsa soul. Brother.
He's salsa.
Salsa brother.
You got more salsa.
Salsa brother.
That not to be confused with Sal's salsa.
Sal salsa. Salsa.
Shout out to Sal. A la clases.
Absolutely.
Oh, you are.
Absolutely. Can you do it? Absolutely. Where's Richard Good? Oh, Sal's gonna kill me when he hears this.
Yeah.
But what else going on, man?
You know, How to Get Away with Murder started today.
Oh,
did it? Or tomorrow? Man, dang, I don't remember when it starts. Gotham started.
Yeah, I still can't watch that. My girl.
No spoiler alerts.
She's dead now.
No, I'm not talking about Jada. I'm saying no more spoiler alerts, even on the show.
That was like last season.
I know we've already touched base.
It was
on
6 months
anyway,
ago.
Anyway,
if you don't know she died, then I mean,
I love the show Ballers.
Yeah, Ballers, you know what? That's one of my new favorite shows.
That was really good.
I wish it was longer. It's only a half hour. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it deserves an hour. So, because it shows, if anybody's ever seen this, it shows the football life outside of football. It's nothing on the field. It's everything's off the field. Like, what they're going through, like, going through deals and dealing with agents and financial planners and wives and girlfriends and
partying
and womanizing. Drinking and drugs and it's pretty interesting.
And
different side to the
and there's a lot of comedy in it too.
Yeah, it's actually seriously funny. I mean, it's real life. It looks pretty real. I mean, right. It looks realistic. Some of the stuff is outrageous, but I mean, if I was a millionaire, if I had 30 million, I'm sure I'd be doing some crazy. And my friends were millionaires too. I'm sure we'd be doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they're living their primary lives. So, I mean, you know, do you? I ain't mad.
Hey, were you not to get and you're talking about shows, but were you a big fan of Evil Dead, the movie?
No, I'm not really into scary movies.
Well, I mean, I get it. I know we kind of touched up on it. I mean, just because Halloween's coming around.
Yeah.
and there it is. There's the. Can you do LL Cool J's laugh like when he laughs like that? Because I mean, I know that everyone thinks you look like James Todd Smith.
But I wish I looked like James Todd Smith. I wish I had LL's money.
Or Todd James or whatever.
James Todd Smith.
It's James Todd, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. No. James Todd. It was on the song. James. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. Ladies love Cool J. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I can't remember. I can't.
Oh, okay, okay. No, well, they're gonna do an Evil Dead TV show.
12. Oh, TV show. Okay.
Yeah, like, and Bruce Campbell is actually gonna come out. Who? In it. The guy that plays Ash.
Why do you know all these people's names?
Because dude, dude.
Did you get outside as a child? Or
dude, what? I got outside all the time. I went outside all the time. You know what? It's just
You know, like the names of the fifth and sixth actor that nobody knows.
Okay,
like,
so try me. Let's see.
What?
Throw something at me right now. Let's see if that holds water. What you're saying?
You gonna name an actor in a movie?
Yeah, just throw it out there.
Throw it out there.
We got like a minute. What do you mean? We can mess
like
with this.
Name a movie and you can name what?
Name a movie. Name something and then ask from what me
year?
If
like
I know.
Like
I,
what year?
I mean, I can't go past like 1970 or something or nine. I don't know. I mean,
okay, let's Back to the Future. Name three people from Back to the Future.
Dude, that's so easy.
Okay, go ahead.
Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, Crispin Glover, Thomas F. Wilson.
Dang. Crispin Glover, who? Thomas Wilson. Like, how do you know these people?
Dude, because I watched Back to the Future over 100 times.
But I don't know their names.
Dude.
You know what I know? The one black guy in every movie. It's just, I'm like you. I remember
Goldie Wilson. That's who you remember.
right. I remember, yeah. he called it.
I'm going to be mayor and I'm going to clean up this town.
He's the mayor, yeah.
Good, you can start by sweeping the floor.
Yeah, he's the only mayor, yeah. He ended up being mayor though in the future.
Yeah.
But I remember the one black guy in every movie. Okay. Like, you gonna test me?
No, go ahead. I cut you off.
Don't test me though. I'm not that good at it.
No, you're good.
I remember I can't remember the names, but I remember the one black guy in every movie. That's pretty
awesome actually.
I can't really. I'm just saying. I'm playing.
Yeah.
I think I can remember it.
Yeah.
I'm lying to myself. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're good. Anyway. You know, I was thinking maybe with the intro we could do something like the way they like Chappelle's Show did his intro. Get two old guys playing the guitar and with a harmonica and sing. Pick and roll show.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Who's going to do that?
I was trying it on.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But if we have some listeners that would like to send us their music, we will put it on. I'll put it whatever. I don't care. I'll put it on.
I got a friend who has a band and they're actually on iTunes.
Oh, really?
It's alternative rock, and
that's cool.
He shared some information with me. So
I like the rock.
Yeah, man.
Alternatively?
Rez? That's the name of the band.
Like Resolution?
Like R-E-S-Z. Like almost like...
R-E-Z? You said R-E-S-Z?
Yeah.
R-E-S-Z?
Yeah.
Okay, what's that stand for?
You know what? I didn't ask him.
Let's find out.
I'll find out.
Hey, let us know what that stands for,
Adrian,
bro.
If you're listening, let me know.
Rez. Resonation.
I mean, I've known him for years. We worked together at GameStop, and he played at a midnight show for my GameStop in Corpus once. Anyway. Moving along, yeah.
So did you see the...
Walking Dead?
I thought we already talked about that.
Oh, we did. You're right.
Yeah. No, did you see the two kids that tackled the referee?
Oh, my God. We've talked about this quite a bit, actually.
I know, but
The
coach finally spoke up. Now, you guys, we had talked this discussion before, and you guys were all 100% in that he did not say that or insinuate that. I was 50-50 because people do stupid stuff.
I was completely caught off guard by the fact that he actually did do it.
Well, so in I've heard both sides. You know, the kids are old enough.
Right.
One guy, I'm like, well, they're 17 to 18. They're influenced. They can be influenced by an adult, especially if that adult is like a coach or a father figure to them. You know, they are old enough, but I just don't see them doing that on their own.
Right.
Like, if nobody said anything, hey, the refs make bad calls, People do stupid. People call you names. You can't react like that to every time somebody calls your name. You're going to be in jail.
Exactly.
So play on. We'll take care of it the right way. Keep playing. Exactly. I ain't trying to hear it. Keep playing. I mean, as a coach, that's what I would have said. Don't worry about it. Keep playing. Just play ball. Stop this guy running the ball. He's got 150 yards on us. Y'all worried about the referee. You ain't worried about the guy running the ball up down your throat. So as a defensive coach, that's how I would have been. So I don't know. But evidently, he says he didn't.
Tell him to hurt the referee.
Yeah, and like we were discussing, say the coaches are in a huddle. You know, somebody got called the N-word. Somebody got talked about because they were Hispanic. And that's not unheard of. There have been referees and coaches that I've heard say racial slurs. So that's not something new. So maybe he did say it. I don't think the coach would even hint at
racism.
Something if nothing happened.
Right.
You know, why would we even be talking about this? So one guy even said, hey, it's wrong on everybody's part.
Right.
I agree. He says he didn't say a racial slur. I'm not sure if I believe that. The guy says, oh, I didn't put a hit out on the coach. Maybe not, but he did maybe say, insinuate that somehow, or the kids kind of got that feeling. And then the kids, I mean, what are you doing? Why would you hit the referee? You know that's wrong. So why would you do that? So it's wrong on all sides, I think.
It is.
So hopefully we find out the truth one day. We'll never know. I mean, we may know. I don't know.
I don't think we'll ever really know the truth.
So, but the coach is denying that he said it. So we'll see how the outcome comes out in the next cue. Why is that phone in my face, dude?
Because we're periscoping live on the Pick and Roll Show tonight. Not Stalker, man. Hey, man, you like those movies? You know, oh, you said
You know what? I take that back. I don't like the stupid scary movies. I like movies that are like, can be real.
Freddy Krueger?
Freddy Krueger was more funny. Child's Play was more funny. Child's Play would have my name, so I mean,
Chucky.
I had to like that. So there was Chucky. I had to have that one. Yeah. So, but like Jason was my homie.
Because he was invincible.
Yeah, I mean, he was so smooth. That like, he had superhuman strength. You can run like, I don't care if he was like Usain Bolt, and you just ran like cross country.
You couldn't bolt that.
You turn around and he's like right behind you every single time. Actually, he's in front of you.
Right. Because
you turn around, he's like behind you, and you turn back around. He's like, well, how did he get in front of me? Like, dude is super fast. I mean, he's like.
Well, I mean, and that's, he never ran. He just
walked really fast. He never ran. He just walked. And he was right behind you the whole time.
He's like the ultimate bad guy. You were going to die either way. You couldn't mess with Jason.
No.
You couldn't kill him. He was
like, Jason was
tougher than a cat. Than a cat.
That's, you know who took it to him, though? Remember the one girl that had the telekinesis or whatever?
Carrie. Not Carrie.
No, it was a girl that was in the movie. In one of the Jason movies, she had like some kind of power.
That was
probably one of my favorite ones, actually. She took it to him a little bit, but he still came back to life because it was like, 15 of those?
Oh, yeah. He lived like, I mean, there was like Friday the 13th, part 11. We're going to fight in space.
Yeah. There was one in space, wasn't it? Remember the one in New York? Remember Jason and Freddy in New York?
Yeah, that one was pretty cool. The idea of them fighting against each other was pretty cool. But I think they waited too long to do it.
My brother got killed in that one, too. Remember he knocked his head off.
Yeah. Well, what's up? Hey, I just want to shout out to somebody who joined the pair.
Oh, what's up, man? Who's
that? J-Door David. What's going on, buddy?
J-Door David? What's up, homie?
J-Door David. I think that's how you said it. But,
What?
J-Door David. I don't know.
J-Door? Is he French?
J-Door? Are you French?
J-Door?
Yes. No, he's not responding, but I mean.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. So, I mean, we were talking about the John Jay football player thing. So,
yeah.
Coach.
So, let me ask you this. So, since, I guess apparently The accusation is that the referee called one of the coaches the N-word.
Got it.
And he said something about, you know, to the Hispanic guys, hey, this is America, speak English type of thing. So that was what's being said. He's saying he didn't say that. So we'll never know. We'll never know.
Yeah.
So speaking of that N-word, we had a discussion about that as well and how that offends other people.
Right.
So, I mean, does that offend you if somebody says that? Like, if you see me and I'm talking to my boy, I'm like, hey, what's up, my ninja? What's going on? That offends you?
No, I think that's cool. Okay. I mean,
you think it's cool?
I mean.
So you would say it?
I think it's a, I mean.
I've heard you say it.
It's a term of endearment.
Oh, you like me?
It means that you guys, I mean, it's.
No, it is. It's a term of endearment. If I call you my ninja, then we're probably cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But there is a way I say, like, we're not cool. That ninja, you know what I mean? So I can go that route too. But
so it comes across as not being cool sometimes?
If I don't like you, yeah, you can be that ninja. Yeah. Ooh. I don't like that ninja. But that's my ninja right there. But I don't like that ninja right there.
Oh.
Not ninja. It's never going to be ninja from my mouth. Or probably any black person's mouth.
It's not an option.
It's always ninja. Huh?
So it's kind of like the way Wayne Brady says it to Chappelle. he's telling him to take the hit. And he's like, it's not an option.
It's not an option. PCP. Pentacyclidine. Angel dust. Riverside. Mother.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, he's John T. Ball. Riverside. Mother. Yeah, that was hilarious. Didn't he shoot him? Yeah, he shot him like a leg or something.
He's like, break yourself, fool. Oh no, it's Wayne Brady.
That's a classic. It was Mooney. Yeah, it's a classic. It probably was Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney's off the hinges. I love that dude.
Yeah. I've never seen his stand up. I know we were talking about it a while back. You
want to be offended? Yeah. Watch Paul Mooney.
Really?
He will offend you. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, we had a discussion last week with a friend of ours, PJ, and you know, he told me that he's offended by hearing the word. So he said he was offended from hearing the word, and I was like, and I said, how can you be offended? He said, well, you can't tell me what I can and cannot be offended by. And you know what? I had to back off because I agree. I can't tell you what offends you. If it offends you, it offends you. I can't say what can. I said he's uncomfortable with the word, but he said he's offended. So I guess what I'm saying as far as me when I hear the word, if it's used in a derogatory. And the words he's talking about is two different words.
Right.
Ninja is the word he's talking about. That is a term of endearment. So.
Right.
And so I'm going to tell America now, there's ninja. Most black people say, I would probably say 99.9% of the black people say ninja. I'll just say, just that one black guy might say it. What's the black guy, the black white supremacist? What's his name?
Oh, Bigsby.
Clayton Bigsby. So that's that 1%. Clayton Bigsby, the black white supremacist.
Man, we're plugging Chappelle's show right now, man.
I mean, it was one of the best comedy variety shows of all time.
It was ahead of its time.
Comedic genius. I mean, we can't replicate it now. Key and Peele are trying. But yeah, I mean, they're doing a really good job of it, but they're not quite there.
Do y'all think Kenan and Peele's better than Chappelle's show?
Kenan and Peele?
Kenan
or Key?
Whatever, Kenan Peele.
You haven't seen it?
Kenan and Peele.
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple.
I've actually watched, was it Kenan?
Jared Webster.
One of them was on another podcast. I can't remember. I think it was
Black Man Can't Jump.
Is that show
funny?
It's pretty good. Okay. Yeah, I listened to it. It's pretty interesting. They're talking about black men in Hollywood.
Okay.
They talk about a lot of good, interesting things, and they had him on there.
Yeah.
And it was very good. I advise you guys to check that out. It's called Black Man Can't Jump.
Okay.
So it's about black Hollywood, basically.
Gotcha.
Black men can't get those roles or whatever it is. They talk about a lot of stuff. So pretty good show. But yeah, I mean, In Living Color, I think, was Saturday Night Live, Mad TV. I think all those were pretty good. Boys in the Hall, you said. Kids in the Hall, Benny Hill, you know, those types of shows. Monty Python. I think they're all. I thought they were all pretty funny.
Yeah. Did you like Mr. Bean? You said you didn't like Mr.
Bean. I didn't really watch him.
He's really dry.
No, I've actually seen a little bit of it. It's okay. I think I was a little older by then.
I can't remember who it was. They told me, like, man, I didn't even realize he was English until he talked. I'm like, dude, if you ever watched his TV show, you can tell it was British.
Just look at his teeth. You can tell.
Yeah, that's what.
No, I'm just playing.
Poor George
His
Harrison.
Teeth are okay.
Yeah, he had the, but it is a common thing.
That's a stereotype. Yeah, it's a stereotype. Did he drink tea?
So you mean during derogatory? I'm
stereotyping.
Get us a cup of tea, would you, Arrow? I was watching Snatch the other day.
Who?
Snatch. You ever seen Snatch?
No, I have not seen Snatch.
Oh my gosh, dude!
I've seen it. Who's in that?
It's a Guy Ritchie film.
That's Madonna's old dude.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, Benicio del Pitt's Toro.
Oh, Benicio's in it.
Jason Statham.
Any brothers in it?
Yeah, dude.
Who?
There's a few British.
Name one brother.
British brothers.
Name one brother.
I don't know their names, but
see,
man,
you don't know any of the. You know everybody else. Oh, Robbie G.
Dude
was in it.
You need to watch this movie, man.
Okay. Oh, Lenny James. That's the dude from Walking Dead. That's what's his name in Walking James? Starts with a M. The only black dude in. No, he's not the only black dude.
No, he's Morgan.
Morgan. I was like, it starts with M. Morgan. Yeah, he was in that.
That's Soul.
Isn't that funny?
Dude, yeah. I had no idea. Oh, my gosh.
So, a black dude in this show, his name is Soul.
And
he is.
And he's British.
He's on a show. I watched him on a couple of shows. I like him.
Dude, you need to watch that. He's like...
Nah, I'm straight.
No, this movie you need to watch.
I'm straight.
No, you're not straight.
If it comes on HBO, I'll watch it. No, I'm straight.
I'm going to like...
I'll record it. DVR it.
It's a good movie, man.
I'll DVR it. I might not ever watch it, though. But I'm sure it's good.
It's very good.
I'll check it out.
It's like one of the best British movies. Anyway.
I mean, it got an 8.3, which is great on IMDb. I mean, anything over 7 is a pretty good movie. It got 8.3, so it's obviously a good movie. I'm not, you know... I like Brad Pitt. I like Statham.
Well, he's...
Benicio del Toro is my... I love him.
Benicio del Toro is in that movie for approximately like 10 minutes.
Everything, man. He cracks me up.
Yeah.
So...
He has a very small part. He has a very small role in that movie, but the time that he's in there, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he lights it up. He's one of those actors that once he hits the screen, you can't, like...
Yeah.
He takes over.
Can't turn it away.
Well, he just takes over, you know? So, I actually like him.
Heavy is good.
Yes. Is he... He's Hispanic, right? Where's he from?
I think he's from Spain, I think.
Is he? Oh, he's like Spanish.
I think he's Spanish. He's Spanish. I think he's from Spain. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, he's Boricua. Puerto Riqueño.
Yeah, Boricua. Yeah. I didn't realize he was from Puerto Rico. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Hey, did you look at my pyramid yet?
I have not looked up your pyramid.
Oh, man. You're scared of the truth, bro.
I'm scared of the truth.
Scared of the truth.
I'm scared of the truth that King Tut is a mummy.
What?
He's a mummy.
No, he's a daddy.
King Tut?
He's a daddy.
What do you mean a daddy?
He's not a mummy. He's a daddy.
He's still alive?
No. No, he's a daddy. Never mind. He's stupid.
You stupid.
Come on, man. You stupid, man. You stupid.
That was just like a class act moment. You stupid, man.
Why are you so stupid, man?
You stupid.
Could be stupid. I'm not stupid. My boy, one of my cats I grew up with, man, I was like, hey, man, what's up, boy? I ain't no boy. I was like, all right, man. I'm just saying, what's up? How you doing today? Yeah. He was a little sensitive that day. I was like, all right, man. Yeah. Okay, I guess he took me literally. I don't know. Mr. Sensitive. You know how, just like you, you're sensitive.
Oh, shut your face, dude. Shut your face with your Burt Reynolds laugh. Look at that. Dang, dude. That's so good. It's so spot on, man.
That's funny. I've never heard that one.
I mean, I don't really have a laugh that's kind of similar to anybody else's. It's more just like
Sam the Eagle.
Say what?
Sam the Eagle.
He never laughed.
He didn't, did he?
No.
Yeah, you just look like him.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
I got the Bert and Ernie thing with the eyebrow going on. Anyway.
Bert and Ernie.
Shout out to Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, man.
My boys. So what else going on? You ready for Halloween, man, or what?
You know, yeah, actually.
It's coming up.
Halloween is, we always get really excited about Halloween.
That's coming up.
We enjoy Halloween. We always have fun, but this year we're actually not going to be here in town. We're actually going.
Are you going home?
No. We're going to be in El Paso, actually.
Oh, El Paso. You're going to be right there on the border.
Yeah. Well, Alex and Denise are getting married. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Alex and Denise.
There you go.
Happy.
Shout out to the future. The
wife.
Future
Mr. Happy
Mrs.
life.
Camacho. Yeah. Pretty much.
Keep her happy, brother.
Happy life.
Happy wife.
Happy wife. Happy.
That's
happy
right.
Life.
Keep her happy, man. You better.
Yep.
That's right.
Anyway.
Jill. Yeah. Well, congratulations, y'all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Congratulations. Yes. Yeah. So we're going to be doing that. We really enjoy this time of year just because we watch a lot of the horror movies. Val and I love.
What are you dressing up as this year?
I was going to dress up as. You know, I was about to talk. You know, I've been meaning to talk to you about this, but.
The Blues Brothers?
No, we already did that. But at Target, man.
Fred,
have you been to Target?
We can be like Fred and Barney.
Dude, that's a good idea, but I don't have. The hair?
No, it's a costume. It's costume.
Oh, and okay. So
you went to Target? They probably got some awesome stuff in there, don't they?
Well, dude, they have grown-up Star Wars costumes.
I love Target.
Have you seen all the Star Wars stuff that they have?
No.
They have a ton of stuff already out there.
I could do some Yoda ears.
Dude, you could. And get yourself a little little Jedi robe. You can probably get that at Baby Gap. Build a bear.
Oh, he tries that was short. Oh, it's jacked. Dang.
I stole that from
That's
Zim.
Messed up.
I stole that from Zim. So.
Dang. Okay. Yeah, I got
knows.
You. That's cool.
Yeah, no. Man, but they got a lot of cool Star Wars stuff out there, man. Don't go over there. Your pockets are going to be empty, bro.
Really?
Yes.
No, I have my canned Halloween costume already.
Your canned Halloween costume?
Yeah, I do the same thing every year.
What do you do? Oh, Troy Polamalu?
Troy Polamalu.
I still have that picture on my phone.
Best safety ever. Huh?
I still have that picture on my phone.
On your That's creepy, dude.
No.
You have a picture of me on your phone.
No, the picture where
Does your wife know?
No, hold on. Let me tell you.
Right.
The picture where Kermans was
Oh, arresting me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I got, yeah. See?
Yeah.
Brother dresses up on Halloween as a Troy Polamalu, who's not even African American. And I
Samoan.
Still get arrested.
Samoan.
And I still get arrested by the fake FBI cop guy.
I'm the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, I still have that one, too. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Hey, did you watch the Pope's speech?
I watched a little bit of it. When I went into the office today, they were watching it in the break room, and I had to sit down and watch. And
are you Catholic?
I am.
Okay. You didn't watch?
I was.
You should be ashamed of yourself, bro. I'm telling the Pope, you need to go to confession right
hey,
now.
Look.
Right now.
I just told you that I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Bits and pieces of it.
What'd he say? Give me a recap. Could you even understand what he was saying?
His accent is pretty
thick. I was like, okay, I want to hear the Pope's, you know, because that's pretty, you know, that's big.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear him speak. So I'm like, hey, what's
that's,
he saying?
That's a big deal.
And I could not understand one. Because is he Italian or is he Spanish? He's Spanish, right?
I thought he was Italian.
I think he's Spanish, bro. I don't know.
Let's fact check.
Yeah.
Let's fact check.
Go ahead, you check it.
I'll fact check it.
But I couldn't. So I had this teacher in college one time for, what was that, calculus?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He was Greek. I mean, the worst. That's like the worst combination ever. A Greek person trying to teach you calculus. So the language thing was just like, I didn't understand anything he was saying.
Thick accent.
I felt like I was back in college listening to my Greek professor teach me calculus, which I had no idea I was doing
calculus.
Anyway. So, yeah, that's what I felt like.
He is Italian.
Oh, he's Italian? Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh, no, actually, no, I'm sorry. He's Argentinian.
That's what I was saying. I thought he was Spanish.
Buenos Aires.
This is the first Spanish person.
Buenos Aires.
First Spanish Pope in a while. Like,
yeah.
Or is it ever? Or?
Let's see here.
I know he.
So
let me ask you this.
He was briefly as a chemical technologist and a nightclub bouncer.
What?
Wow.
Before, he was a bouncer?
Before beginning seminary
Hold
studies.
Hold on.
He was an ordained Catholic priest from 1969 to 73.
He was a bouncer. Go back to that.
Initially, when he was young.
I don't care when it was. I mean, yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, and then he.
So he might like whoop you up, like talk
he'd
bad
probably
about.
Shank you, man.
Talk bad about the Catholic Church and see what happens.
Oh,
what'd you say about the Vatican? What?
Yeah.
What'd you say about the Vatican, cuz?
He's the Vatican.
What? Who's the Vatican?
No. I'm sorry. Let's see here. He is the 266th Pope. We already know that title. He holds. He's out in.
He was a bouncer, though.
He was a bouncer.
So was he like down with the mafia or what?
Let's see here.
Oh, no, he's not.
He was accused of handing two priests to the national reorganization process during the Dirty War.
But the what war?
The Dirty War.
The Dirty War?
I don't know.
What was that?
He became Archbishop of Buenos Aires in 1998, and he was created a cardinal in 2001 by Pope John.
So I have a food question.
Okay.
You probably know this. The Pope's Catholic, right?
Right.
And we're like praising him and all that in America and this and that and that.
Right.
Can you name the only president who was Catholic?
And yes, I can, actually.
I know you already know who.
JFK.
That's right. What happened to him?
Assassinated.
Some people say because he was
Catholic.
Yeah. Some people say that. Kind of interesting theory. I mean, you know.
There's so many theories behind that.
So to be the only Catholic president.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And you were assassinated? That's pretty deep.
And he was a good man.
Yeah.
I thought,
I mean, from what I heard, I wasn't, you know.
Yeah, we weren't alive.
But I mean, you hear good things. Everybody I knew that was, you know, black, my dad liked him, or, you know. I've never heard anybody of color say anything bad about him.
Right.
So, I mean, but, you know, kind of weird. But now we're, you know, we got the Pope in the country and everybody's applauding him. But hey, I don't know. I just feel like that's strange.
Because it's weird, right? Cause sometimes we go through, as a country, we go through our battles, like the racial battle, obviously.
Yeah.
The same-sex marriage battle.
Right.
The religious battle.
Right.
I mean.
Did she give out that license yet?
She's still
refusing?
Kentucky woman is still refusing from what I've heard.
Could they like put a temporary person in there to sign?
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with that.
I left alone too. Once somebody does something like that, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm done with her. I hear about it. I mean, you know, I have some friends that are homosexual, and I hope they do get, you know.
Yeah.
They're just due, but I haven't been keeping up on it because the lady's just getting on my nerves, so yeah, I can't. I don't know. I just don't do stupid.
Did you see that Survivor was suing her for playing their music?
Survivor was suing. Oh.
Eye of the Tiger?
The group. I think it's about the show. He's about the music group.
Yeah.
She's playing Eye of the Tiger like her.
When they released her, remember, and she was like raising her arms like she was free?
Yeah. I don't want to be associated with her.
Yeah. So they're suing her for using her music, their music.
No, you can't be. No, you're not.
So they put it all over their Facebook page. Yeah, I don't want you to. We were not associated with that.
Yeah, she's not the eye of our tiger. No.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Live. We're getting a live news feed here.
Okay. What's going on?
On ABC News here.
What's going on with old Kim?
On the tablet
here. Old Kim Davis.
Kim Davis blames governor for legal woes.
Yeah. I mean, duh. You didn't think this was going to happen, bro? She works for you. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the governor can do, but I mean, it's his state. She's a clerk of the court in his state.
Yep, yep.
You know, hey, young lady, let's, you know, let's get this done and we'll, you know, let's have a discussion.
She needs to let it go, so, man.
But yeah, you know, I don't know. It's kind of.
And see, judge rejects latest stay request.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She needs to let it go, man.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, so just real quick, a little bit of, you know, NBA talk. Did you see that?
NBA?
Real quick.
Okay.
Meta World Peace is coming back to the Lakers.
Meta World Peace?
Ron Artest is coming back to the Lakers.
That dude's a monster. Well, he's like, what, 73 now?
Yeah, he's 73.
He's 72.
Yeah, he's 72.
Okay. He probably could still play, though. I'm sure. Who's he playing for?
He went back to the Lakers.
Oh, dang.
Signed a one-year
deal.
The
Lakers are that bad that they had to get Meta World Peace. Is he going to change his name?
He's going to change his name to
what?
Ronnie Turiaf.
No.
And just to give you an idea here, some of the updates. Tristan Thompson. He finally signed a 3-year, $53 million deal.
53.
Man, they're paying him way too much money.
Wow.
So Cleveland is
53 for 3 years.
Cleveland
what's
is
that?
That's
almost 20. That's like that 17.
That is almost $20 million a year.
Yeah. Heck?
That is. Wow. $17 million.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Good grief.
Wow.
He's not even an all-star.
Nope. But he played better than the all-star that was playing that same position on that same team. Because he was healthy.
Kevin Love didn't even make the all-star team last year.
I'm just saying, though. But he is the all-star, yeah. I mean, he got exposed for we kind of know he couldn't play defense, but.
I mean.
You know, I'm glad he stayed. You know, that shows me.
He's going to stretch out the floor for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he stayed. That tells me a lot about his character. He didn't like dip out.
Kevin Love?
Like Dwight Howard and just, you know what I mean? Punk out and leave.
You don't like Dwight Howard?
No, I like Dwight Howard.
But he is kind of like a little punk.
And I like Dwight Howard, man. I wish he would have stayed. Man, I just felt like he wasn't healthy yet. Maybe
he should have stayed with the Lakers.
I think Kobe could have made him better by being on him if he'd have just took the criticism. I mean, it's Kobe, dude. I mean, he's the closest thing to Jordan. So
you just take it, man.
Just take it, dude. I mean, he's driven. He's a hard worker. He don't play around. He's all about business.
Yeah.
I mean, he is where he is because of
how hard he works.
Yeah, how hard he works. Ethic. So you can take, you know, and you can still be the fun guy. Shaq was a fun guy with him. They didn't get along. You know, I'm sure Kobe's hard to get along with, but I mean, I don't know.
You know, I think,
and then how much can you take from this jerk? This, you know,
right.
I don't care how good he is. You know, yeah, right. I get too.
And that's understandable. But I mean, the Buss family dropped the ball with that whole situation. I mean,
which the Dwight Howard?
Well, they had that offseason. They got Steve Nash. I mean, we all thought, hey, he's probably got something a little left in the tank. He's not going to have to do a lot, but he's got Kobe. And they got Dwight. That's a good pickup.
I think
Then they still had Powell.
Steve Nash was not.
Yeah, but I mean,
brought him up.
So So then they said, okay, well, we need a head coach. They fire Mike Brown 4 games into the season, which was not, which was totally, totally uncalled for.
Brother, he must have died on the movie.
And Mike Brown is a good coach.
It's like he died on the movie.
Yeah.
We got fired.
And then.
So we can't, we get killed in movies. We get fired quick. Brothers, man. What's up with that?
And I think the only person that would have been able to handle that situation
was Mike Brown.
But if they were talking to Phil.
He didn't want to go. He didn't want to go there because he knew. I don't know why he went to New York.
Well, he didn't want to coach 50, 60 games or whatever.
50, 60-year-old Kobe?
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, it didn't work out for him. But that's neither here nor there. That's 3 years old. So
no, I mean, it's you know.
But it's but you're right.
I just thought he would have been decent there. He wasn't healthy enough the next year.
You're talking about Kevin Love or you're talking about Dwight? You're talking about Dwight.
Dwight. Yeah. He would have been healthy the next year. And he was because he went to Houston and was decent. So
you get, man, he doesn't like the physical play. He doesn't like. I mean, you're a big.
He's
man.
Getting older. He gets banged up though. Those big guys, they get beat up, man.
They do. They
people foul. I foul when I play. I foul big guys on purpose. Because I can't. I know I can't stop him. Well, I mean, I can't. I'm not gonna block your shot or nothing. So I'm gonna rough you up. I'm gonna do the old man. I'm gonna trip you with my cane or whatever I do. You know.
Yeah.
Grab your shirt and if I have to give you a little hip. You know, while you go into the hole and little chicken wing.
You're gonna like earn those two the hard way.
That's right. If you're gonna score on me, you're gonna feel it. You can be bleeding.
Man, I used to play pickup games, and there was this guy. He would.
Old guy?
Older guy.
He's always that old school. Like, you call him old school, too? Like, he just kills you.
No, he wasn't old school. He was uncoordinated, clumsy.
Okay.
He was like 6'1.
That guy.
Big, not big white guy, but like a 6'1 guy.
Big white guy?
He said
6'1. You're talking.
Okay, down here, when you're 6'1", 6'2", you're going to be down there on the block.
Where?
Down in Alice, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So he makes a, if you're going to go to the basket, he's like, hey, I'm going to make you work for it, so I'm going to foul the heck out of you. Yeah. And it got to the point where a lot of people didn't like it.
Oh, who? You talking about?
I'm talking about old boy that would.
Yeah. Because you get beat up, man. I mean, dang, they're killing me. And then if they don't call the foul, it makes it even worse. Like, good Lord. Can I get a.
Like he took
Can
his,
I get a witness?
He took his arm off.
Huh?
I was like, the guy is taking his arm off or he's checking him.
Right.
It's like, man, you might as well put on the hockey pads.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, get.
Yeah, I wanted to share that. I just want to talk a little bit about the NBA because, man, training camp starts next week.
Yeah, that's our thing, y'all. If y'all haven't known, our show is called Pick and Roll. And, we're basketball fans, so it's kind of, based off the pick and roll.
So did you?
The pick and roll L.
You picked pick and roll, right? Was that you?
I think I did, yeah. We were just talking that one day and just kind of came up with it. And you liked it, so.
Well, because, it fits pretty perfectly.
Cool. Yeah,
it's catchy.
It is catchy.
We should make a t-shirt or something maybe one day.
Yeah.
Bumper sticker.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Buttons. T-shirts, posters.
How about pins?
Pins.
How about that?
You looking up some NBA stuff there?
No, I'm just kind of looking around what's going around in the world. You know, we don't really get to hear about, the TV kind of blinds us with all this fluff. You know, it's 80% fluff on TV.
They're fluffers.
Yeah, with this.
Fluffy.
And I'm not saying I don't watch. I do watch some of the fluff. I mean, because sometimes, you like to just veg out and, watch a movie and, What are some of your favorite shows, man?
TV shows?
Yeah. What do you watch? On your DVR, what's the? I know on my DVR is like 3 shows I go to, like maybe 4.
Okay, so,
what you got?
How to Get Away with Murder.
That's yours, Viola Davis.
Gotham. Walking Dead.
Kill Jada Pinkett. Walking Dead. Yeah, I'll never get over that.
Man, and I will ball. I mean, Ballers isn't on my DVR, but
that's
a good show.
That's one of mine. Actually.
I know you were talking about it earlier.
You ever watch Extant?
No.
The Halle Berry show?
Mm-mm. We talked about it once. But
it's
we were. I think on
it's a. Episode you know, two, it's we weird. It's good. I mean, only Halle Berry can be this woman. I mean, like she. I don't know how they even cast her in this role. It should be a white person, a white woman. But she plays it. I mean, she does it. So it's funny because she plays the heck out of this role. But it's basically, she goes. Did I tell you about it?
No, go ahead. And tell me about it.
So she goes to space. She's an astronaut. Just like super smart. She's like brilliant. All they brought over there is like brilliant. It's like the future too, so it's like it's not like 2015, it's like maybe
2035.
Yeah, it's in the future, not too far away.
Yeah.
To where, but a lot of stuff is controlled by computers. Okay. So and we're creating like They have a thing called Humanics, where they're people, they're robots, but they look just like us, and they're called Humanics.
That's pretty rad.
And then, but she goes to space, and she has a Humanic son. She goes to space, and he's and her and her husband, or her husband built the Humanic son. He's like a, some kind of
did he build
robotic, what?
Did he build Iron Man? City on rock and roll?
No.
Sorry, no, I had to.
No, he did not. So, yeah, so he built him and his one of his lab people, they built this son. So she has a son that is a Humanic. He's like 10 or something. I don't know. But then she goes to space, right, for a few months because she's an astronaut. She comes back pregnant, and she was by herself. So she comes back pregnant, and guess what? She has an alien baby. So... but somehow the alien baby was taken from her while she was pregnant. They just, you know, kind of like left her there. I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy. And he disappeared, gets away. And the dude grows like fast. Like after a month, he's like 15 or something crazy. So yeah, it's off the hook. So yeah, pretty good, pretty interesting show because it's the future. So a lot of things just gotta watch it.
It raises some eyebrows.
Yeah, I mean, I have to watch it though. It's like I gotta watch that. Walking Dead.
Hey, did you
Falling Skies?
Falling. Hey, was that show good?
Falling Skies is pretty good.
That's with Noah Wiley, right?
Yep. Why do you know everybody's name? God. Yes.
I've seen Pirates of Silicon Valley. He plays Steve Jobs.
Did he?
Yeah. I never saw that. But it was back in like 1998.
I never saw that. Okay.
It was a made for TV movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was in that.
He's a good actor too.
Yeah, he does a good job in it.
So, but the show ended though, didn't it? Or was this the last?
It was a season finale. I'm not sure if it's coming. I'm not sure if it's this. Yeah, ship is probably it's probably gonna come back.
I had been meaning to watch
The Last Ship.
Was that a good show?
Oh, Last Ship is good. Yeah. Person of Interest.
Okay.
Blackish. Yeah. And then my new favorite.
Minority Report TV show.
Has that come on yet? It is coming on.
I haven't seen it.
I did record that.
And Megan Good is in it. Megan Good is in that show.
No. My dude with James Spader. What's...
James Spader is your... Oh, he's a good actor.
What's that show? Oh, it's my show.
The TV show that he did.
Yeah, he just did it.
What in the San Jose is it called?
He's Superheroes. Red Reddington. No. No. Dude.
Once Upon a Time.
No. Keep guessing. Keep guessing.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
No.
That's not even a TV
show. No. Was he even in that?
What, Kid Craddock? No.
Yeah, no.
No, that's a TV show. I mean, that's a radio show. Excuse me.
No. Blacklist. So I like all the shows with the word black in it. Just so you know.
Obviously.
Blacklist. Blackish.
Blackish.
What else did I say?
Blue Black?
Blue Black. I have a friend that's Blue Black. He's so black, he's blue. My boy. Chocolate Thunder.
Is that Bill Duke?
Bill Duke is my dude. You know Bill Duke? No, he was he directed Car Wash.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was the man. Bill Duke is quietly nobody knows Bill Duke like that.
Dude.
A lot of people ain't hip to him. They just think he's an actor.
I like Bill Duke in Commando and Predator.
Predator. I'm gonna have
myself. He's going crazy, right?
Yeah, he went crazy. What? See, again, the black dude. Crazy.
But Carl Weathers
was a traitor in this. You know what I mean? Come on.
But Bill Duke Bill Duke was legit in that movie though.
He was just crazy though, yeah.
He's like, you and me tonight. Just you and me talking. You're like,
over here.
He's like, I'm going to come down.
I just watched that. I just watched that last night, actually. The first Predator. And then the second one came on with
Danny Glover.
Yeah, that was terrible. I mean, it wasn't terrible. Your boy was in it too. The one that was in
Ruben Blades.
He wasn't. That was one of his dudes.
Like 10 minutes
he died.
Movie.
Yeah, he wasn't.
See, no love for the Mexican man.
No, yeah. You're right. Yeah, like, he did. Danny Glover did. He did live in the whole movie. So he was the lead. No, with the white guy. What was his name?
Bill Paxton.
Yeah, Bill Paxton. Yeah, he was in that. Hey, I was cracking up like, oh shoot.
We already had that conversation, but he's one of two people to be killed by an alien predator, and
alien predator,
and a Terminator.
Who's in Terminator?
He's in the first Terminator.
No.
When Arnold is walking and he steals their clothes, he's one of the punks. He kills him. Yes, he is. Go watch it. He's got like purple hair.
And he's like, what are you doing to that kid? No, wait a minute.
Go watch the original Terminator. And he's
what part?
In there.
When he took his clothes? Oh, he's one of the bikers.
No, he's not one of the bikers. He's one of the punks. Not Terminator 2, the first Terminator.
I can't. I gotta. Okay.
You watch it. You'll be like
the
what?
First one.
Damn, Bill Paxton.
I gotta go back. I'm thinking about the second one. That's yeah. right. I'm thinking about the
Terminator.
One. With the liquid metal. Yeah, that was
the T-1000.
The T-1000 upgrade. He's an upgrade to my Cyberdyne systems. Get to the chopper.
And then again, Terminator 2, the black guys.
Which one?
The black guy is the one who's creating Skynet.
Right. See.
Man, they do you wrong.
They
man.
Do us wrong, man. Why did they?
They,
know,
they made up with see, it. They made up with it with Action Jackson and Barry Gordy's Last Dragon.
Listen to Black Man Can't Jump. They know. Black Man Can't Jump.
Man, you've been plugging Black Man Can't Jump, man, like crazy.
It was. I was. You know what? I said it was a good. It's a good podcast. You I like.
Follow him on Twitter. Tell him to plug.
Yeah. I'm. Yeah. Let's follow him.
Okay. I'm on it. I'm on it.
You on this? Okay. Yeah. Get on that then, cuz.
Can
what?
Shout out to
what?
Since we're plugging podcasts,
go ahead, shoot them out.
Shout out to the fifth cast. I'm sorry,
what?
This is called Fifth.
Get it cast. Right, man. Fifth if you cast. Can say it, get it right.
Friends from the country up north, in Canada.
Other in Canada,
yeah. Fifth cast.
Oh, Sean. Canada. Okay. You know why I know that?
Homebrew.
Strange Brew.
Strange.
Hey, you Ozer. Hey, that was
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, Rick Moranis. And who was this boy though?
Let's get the other guy.
Oh man, why you always do that to me?
I don't know, man.
It was Rick Moranis and the other dude. He was on Saturday Night Live too.
You got IMDb right there.
I know, but I'm just saying. You're supposed to like. You're the guy that knows all these stupid.
You Hoser.
Yeah. Hey, you Ozer. Wasn't it
So yeah, shout out to them. They have another podcast called Got Balls, and they just talk about football. That's a good one.
No, you know why I know the thing? Because back in the day, there was a video game. Back in the day, when video
Atari
games,
2600.
It was probably on that. It probably was on that, but there was a game. I don't know if it was it?
Not a game.
But practice. So we talking about practice. No, but it was a video game, and it was like
Fester's
Quest. It might have been before Atari, because it was limited. I can only play certain games.
Was it on computer?
Or maybe it wasn't like this.
Was it a beta?
Dude, it was 2600. Atari 2600 was like the first
game system. That was like 1974.
That was early 70s, yeah, something like that.
But Chuck's not showing his age.
It was. I still have it actually, and it still works.
He's still got his plaid pants.
It's still polyester, a little tight. Jeans. I'm trying to lose weight. Get back into that, but no, it was the Olympic game, and it would play if your country won, because it was like Olympics, like pole vault stuff like that. So
yeah.
If your country won, they play the country song. So
oh,
I would always hear
okay,
it.
Okay,
sometimes
okay.
Canada would win.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I never knew what it was. Yeah.
A lot of good Canadians.
Yeah. Steve Nash.
Steve Nash. Dan Aykroyd. John Candy.
Yeah.
Chris Farley.
Yeah. Who else? Drake. Isn't Drake Canada? Canadian?
Yeah.
Right?
Drake's Canadian. Corey Joseph.
Oh, Corey Joseph from Canada?
Yeah.
Who else?
The Olympic sprinter, Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson. But, he's on steroids. Yeah, he's on roids. He's roided up.
Yeah.
So, what about the dude to play basketball? For Minnesota now, young boy just was picked up by Cleveland. And
oh, Bennett, Anthony Bennett.
No, he is from Canada.
Yeah, but he's about to.
No,
be,
the guy better.
To be unemployed.
The one is no, the number one pick in the draft last year.
Anthony Bennett. Oh,
no,
Wiggins, Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins, man. He's Anthony Bennett. You know what? Anthony Bennett was the number one pick though.
He was.
So how many number? One, so food.
Yeah, let's go.
How many number one picks from Canada has Cleveland had?
Two.
All right. Yeah,
come on, that was easy.
I know.
I thought you were gonna tell me how many number ones has Cleveland had. I was about.
So how many number one picks has Cleveland had?
Let's see.
In the last 10 years.
Oh.
How many?
LeBron 04.
Okay.
Or 03, excuse me.
Okay.
That was like 12 years.
Whatever.
Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Anthony Bennett.
Yep.
And Andrew Wiggins.
That's crazy.
Good God.
They've had four number one picks.
In the last 12
years.
So tell me how this the NBA isn't fixed.
Well, you know, it's because his
Don't
son.
Don't say the ping pong
It's because his son was picked. It's Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
Max von Sydow was in it, too.
Oh, that guy's a good actor, too.
Remember him from
Minority Report?
He's been in everything.
And he's in a lot of old.
Flash Gordon.
He was in Flash Gordon?
He was, he was Ming. He was the king. Remember that?
Oh my God. Mind blown!
Yeah, he was mean in Flash. Flash. They should make a like a new Flash Gordon. I think you know. Oh, you know another one of my shows I always watch.
What's that?
Game of Thrones.
I've never seen.
Are you serious?
Never.
You're tripping.
I am tripping.
Game of Thrones is the shiznit.
Yep. You know everyone is into that show,
dude.
Oh my gosh!
Game of Thrones
at
is probably
at the office. They everyone was plugging those. Just talking about those shows.
Yeah, me and my girl Casey, we love Game of Thrones. Yeah,
Casey Anthony.
Yeah, that's right. Not that, not the real Casey Anthony.
But yeah.
I want people to think like, "Hey, he cool with her." She's locked up though, ain't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I can't talk to her.
Yeah.
I might write her a letter or something.
Yeah.
You think she likes the brothers? No, she's one to blame the brothers.
Yeah.
Wasn't she the one to blame the brothers?
She probably was, but I mean,
because she's one of the kids in the car, right?
She probably has her own cell, like Jodie.
No. She was the one that. Who was the, remember the lady that somehow her kids, she said, oh, some black guys took my kids, and then she and the kids died in the car in the pond or whatever. First of all,
I can't remember.
Black people ain't gonna take your kids,
and then you're not gonna go to the pond.
So we can't swim. First of all, we ain't gonna take nobody else's kids, and then we can't swim. So no. Yeah, we're not. I was like,
I mean,
I saw her husband's face. I was like, oh, there's no way she did. He did. We did this.
I mean, and
he knew she did.
And on Chappelle's show, he clearly says, "Better not bring your kids."
I mean, so, right, exactly. So we ain't taking nobody else's kids. Maybe for a day. Maybe for like 2 hours.
Do me a favor, man. Do me a favor.
What?
Say kids again.
Kids. Ain't taking nobody's kids.
That's good, man. You know I like that.
Yeah. So yeah, Game of Thrones, man. If y'all check that, I'm telling you, that's one of the. It's on HBO.
Yeah,
it's one of the better series on HBO. I mean, if you want to know how, so this is what I was. This is my other thing.
I'm gonna hear.
Remember talking about the Bible?
Lay it on me, bro.
And King James.
Yes.
Were we talking about that?
So King James, like, isn't LeBron James?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
James of like England, like Louis the 14th type, or whatever, Henry VIII, whatever it was.
Yeah, I am Henry VIII.
King James.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the Bible and stuff, That's why I'm always like, I question things, because like, okay, King James had 40 wise men translate the Bible from the Hebrew and the Latin Bibles into the English version, right?
Right.
So when I think about that, King James, I think about when you watch Game of Thrones, the kings aren't really cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty evil, some of them. You know, there's some good kings, but it's hard to be a good king. I mean, they even said on the show, like, it's hard to be. Even the good kings are, you know.
Right.
Yeah. They had one called the Mad King. I mean, they got. And then, you know,
the Rat King.
Yeah, I mean.
From Ninja Turtles.
Right.
And then King Tut.
Tut, yeah.
You know King Mufasa.
Mufasa.
I mean.
Mufasa. You know.
I don't mean. You know I'm just making light of the situation. But
you know who plays the voice of Mufasa?
Oh, man. The one and only.
Who?
James Earl Jones.
Dude, do you know my dad? Sounds like James Earl Jones.
No kidding.
Dude, I'm terrified.
Dude, can we get him to record the intro to our show?
No, he is. He's can't do it. But I wish he could. But dude, growing up, so Darth Vader was my dad.
That is rad.
So he'd be like,
"That's pretty rad.
Chucky." I'm like, "Oh shoot, I'm in trouble. Come here, man." Like, people never heard my dad's voice.
You deliberately disobeyed me.
Sound just like James Earl Jones.
Oh my gosh.
I grew up, just so y'all know, Darth Vader was my dad. I'm like Luke Skywalker.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty damn cool.
It's not cool. It's cool now.
It's rad.
But growing up, it was terrifying, dude.
I'm sure.
I tell my son today, I don't fear anybody except my dad.
Well,
I don't care about nobody else. I'm not scared of anything. But if my dad calls my name, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
That's it. And to this day, I'm 65 years old. I'm still scared of my dad.
Well, my dad, I'm still... I remember as a kid when we misbehaved, when he didn't want to yell, he'd whistle, like he'd do this little thing, and it was that certain whistle.
Like, you knew,
and when he did that,
you knew.
We're like, oh crap, we're out of line right now.
Did he whistle in Spanish or what?
Huh?
Huh?
What's that?
Yeah,
I didn't hear you. What?
Did he whistle in Spanish?
No, he didn't whistle in Spanish. Man, my dad's gonna put a tune on that head of yours.
I know. We gotta have a drink together.
You do.
I know.
You put it on. Oh,
what's he drink? What's his drink? Dad, what's your drink? What's he drink?
Miller Lite.
That's water. His
beer. He likes beer.
Yeah.
But he'll have some Patron.
We'll do a shot.
He'll do a shot.
Do a shot?
He will.
You still got the Patron I gave you?
Yes, sir.
You still have that?
Hell yeah, man.
Is it in the freezer?
It can be.
Oh, you got your freezer probably full, isn't
it? Yeah. Right now it is.
Yeah, take some space.
We'll get that. We'll get that.
Okay,
in there.
Cool.
We'll get that in
Just
there.
Let me know.
Shout out to my pops. And
shout
out to Mr. Pickett.
That's right.
Hopefully I can hear that voice, but did you ever ask him?
I'm telling you.
Okay, in the lights,
dude,
in the lights,
scary.
In the light side of the situation,
yes.
Did you ever ask him to say, "This is CNN," or did you ever just say, "Simba"? You know,
I am your father. You know what he would say though? Like, he'll call me. I'm like, "Who is this?" I am your father.
You would say that?
No, he would say that stupid.
Come on, man. I was like, man, that, your dad's cool. He's with it.
No, he would say
out
that.
Shout out to Smokey and
the
Bandit.
He wouldn't say that. No, he, you know. Yeah. But yeah. The principal would be like, this is your father. No.
He'd call you on the PA announcer.
I know.
Pickett. Mr.
You're
Pickett.
You're in trouble.
You ever seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah.
Okay, remember that?
Pee-wee Hormone? What's up with him? He's coming back. Isn't he making a comeback?
He is.
I saw that.
He did a Broadway. He's
What's
in
he
Broadway.
Doing?
He's making a new movie, actually, but you remember when
Pee-wee
they...
Pee-wee
Hormone?
He's a perv. Didn't he
get... Yeah, he is. He, for masturbating.
Right. Like in a...
In a porn... In a
movie.
An adult...
Yeah, like...
Theater or something.
That's nonsense. Pretty bad. Yeah. If you get in trouble at a place where they do those things.
You got arrested for rubbing one out.
At a place where they rub them out. Like, come on, man. How do you get in trouble for that? At a place where they do that. Like, how perverted are you?
Can't do that. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Matt, so remember that he's like, he disguised his voice and he's the hotel desk clerk. He's like, paging Mr. Herman.
Right.
Mr. Herman. You have a telephone call at the front desk.
Anyway. Remember he was in Blow?
He was. That's a good movie, man.
Yeah, I just saw that like, that's a couple about a month ago.
I don't like problems.
Pablo Escobar. El Padrone.
Today, I was looking at El. I swear I saw El Padrone when I looked at Sal.
I'm trying to tell
dude,
you.
Dude, I'm going to start calling him that.
He
looks like that guy.
He might kill you.
Same facial expression.
He might have you killed.
Everything.
He might have you killed.
That guy is a.
Absolutely.
That guy is a doppelganger.
He might have you killed, and then he'll have the buffalo run all over your body.
With Richard Curran.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Richard Curt.
That's funny. I forgot he was in, he was in Blow. He was the man. He was the hookup.
He was.
He was the man in Blow. Yeah, he was the. That's who his boy was trying to get to the whole
Johnny
time.
Johnny Depp, yeah. I mean, hold
not Johnny Depp.
Diego.
Yeah, that dude's
Diego.
I don't like him.
Diego Delgado. Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, have you been watching Narcos about Pablo Escobar?
No, I've heard about that. I need to start
that's
watching.
A
is
Netflix
that a,
original.
That's on Netflix only?
Yes, sir.
I can't get it on anything else.
You don't have Netflix or what?
Nah, I need your login.
I'll get you.
I need all your logins.
Say what? So WWE Network, you need that?
Go ahead, give me a. Nah, I can't do that. Hulk Hogan just turned me off.
Hulk Hogan's not even in.
I know. Are there any black people in there? Nah, no, there are. Yeah. WWE. They don't die either, huh?
What?
In the WWE. Did you see what happened to, was it Superfly?
Owen Hart died in the.
Super.
He's getting charged.
Jimmy Snuka? Superfly? Yeah.
For a murder from like 30 years ago. They reopened the case.
That's crazy. I thought I was him, man. That was my boy. Because I thought he was like...
He's an Aborigine, right, I think?
Yeah, I mean, he looked like... Because I was Filipino. I was black Filipino, and Filipino, yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah. Jimmy Superfly Snuka, yeah. And him and Tony Atlas, yeah, they're my boys. Junkyard
Tony
Dog.
The JYD Junkyard, baby's coming for you.
Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2, Ted DiBiase. You remember those guys, do you?
I remember Tony Atlas, and I know
Freebirds.
JYD.
You probably caught the end of the Freebirds when he was like...
Yeah,
Ric Flair.
Michael P.S. Hayes.
Yeah, right. Ric Flair when he was like young.
Yeah.
This is like
good.
Before. This is all before Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan was already active in that time.
That's what I'm saying. This is all before Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay. Rick Flair was big.
Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant.
Anybody want
the
to Sultan?
What was the one guy? The what's his name? What? The Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik. Sheiky baby, man.
Yeah,
you ever want to laugh? Go to his Twitter page. Follow him on Twitter.
Who?
Iron Sheik.
He's still alive?
Yeah. He has a Twitter account.
The Iron Sheik does not have a Twitter.
Yes, he does.
Remember the shoes he used to wear?
Yeah, the sharp point.
They curled in. Like,
dude, he has a Twitter account.
Really?
He rags on everybody.
The Iron Sheik is on Twitter.
Yes.
What's he look like now?
The same.
Really? Yeah. He does not look the same. He's like 70, dude.
Google him.
I'm not Googling him, man.
Sheiky Baby is on Twitter.
Why you call him Sheiky Baby?
Because that's his Twitter handle.
That's his Twitter handle?
I want to see.
Are you serious?
It was Sheiky Baby, now it's Iron Sheik.
What's his real name?
That's a good question.
Hmm. Interesting.
Sheiky Baby.
Sheiky Baby. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
You ever heard of a wrestler called New Jack?
New Jack City. Nino Brown?
No.
G Money.
He's a wrestler.
G Money.
And his name is New Jack.
Huh? Pookie.
I got Pookie.
Ice T.
Oh, yeah. That was a new. Yeah.
Jet Hirsch? No, what was his name?
It was Wesley Snipes in New Jack City?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, right?
He was Nino Brown, cuz.
That's right.
Yeah. Nino Brown. Remember Stedman? So you don't remember that.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you're not black, so you don't really remember.
I mean, I'm not.
But you do watch stuff, though.
I do watch stuff.
You got to watch that. New Jack City. It's on TV right now. I saw it like dude, less than a week ago. I mean, less than a week ago. I just saw it. Like, just saw it.
Okay.
So, I'll check it out, y'all.
Check it out.
It's New on, Jack like, City. It's probably on, like, TV One or something like that, or maybe, like,
Nickelodeon.
It might be on, like, VH1 or MTV at night, but, yeah, I've seen it a couple times this
TMC,
week.
TMC, Turner yeah. Classic Movies, or the Movie Channel.
It's pretty funny to go back and watch those shows. I was thinking I was, like, 20 years old around that time when it came out.
Yeah. So, how old are you now, man? I'm yeah. kidding.
Why you yelling at me, cuz? What's going on, man? Why you asking questions like that?
Shout out to Chuck.
Never ask a black man his age, man.
Oh, is that right? Y'all age gracefully, bro.
Do we?
What you mean? Still look like you're 20.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you? I'm kidding.
What did you think about that movie?
I loved it, man. It was hilarious.
It was pretty funny. It was so stupid. It was funny. It was like a stupid, funny movie. And those are rare. It's hard to do that, to make a stupidly funny movie.
Yeah. Ben Affleck before it
go ahead.
Before he released it, and I know this because mm-hmm. I'm on IMDb, he showed it to like an audience of black people just to see what their reaction would be because you know Robert Downey Jr. is playing a method actor.
Iron Man. Can you believe that was Iron Man?
And dude, he was so good.
You know what's funny?
Did you know he got nominated for an Oscar for that movie?
Oh, did he? Oscar.
He got nominated for supporting actor.
Are you serious?
Dude.
See, and then.
But you know who he lost to?
And a brother who?
Heath Ledger, because he played Joker.
In Batman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heath Ledger. First of all, he shouldn't even been in that category with Heath Ledger. I mean, it's not even.
But everything. Robert Downey Jr. is an amazing actor.
No, for sure. Not that role.
But, like, I mean, because he's done several other good movies, like Chaplin.
But not
good.
That role.
I mean, yeah.
You know,
I get where you're coming from, but
He probably beat out Wesley Snipes and something. I mean, not Wesley, but he probably beat out Denzel, and Denzel's like great in every movie. He probably beat him out.
Why don't you think Denzel did a movie that year?
Regardless. Denzel could have did the best movie ever, and he would have got beat by freaking somebody else playing a black guy. So we don't die, we just don't get voted into the...
You remember, they're having that little argument about how he's like, I missed out on the best part because they gave it to Crocodile Dundee. And he's like, Bobby Brooks kid, that man's a national treasure.
Oh my god, yeah. So what are your what is your favorite comedy?
Favorite
comedy? It's probably a lot though, isn't it? Yeah.
There's so many, man. Yeah. There's so many funny movies.
Like it comes on right now, I can watch it like and not even blink an eye. Like, oh, I gotta watch this. Like, what movie comes on? Like, just a movie comes on.
My wife right now would probably say The Warriors is on cable.
Warriors.
So like
come out and play.
I'll always that watch one? That. I'll watch that.
That's
movie.
Like from the '70s, dude.
I know it's a good movie though. Yeah. I like it. But a comedy.
The Warriors. They should make a new Warriors. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, 2015. Be like Buzz and Crips or what?
Probably.
Yeah. Blackstone Rangers in Chicago or MS-13 MS-13 or what?
Yeah, that'd be deep. Blackstone is a gang.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Chicago, right?
Heck yeah. Chicago, yeah, man. Shit goes down, bro.
Chi-town.
Yeah, it goes down, Windy man. City. I don't know if they're still around, you know. You got the Latin Disciples and or whatever. In New
Latin
York.
Kings.
Latin Kings. And yeah, they got the there's all kind of
then
gangs.
You got the Moonrunners.
Who's that?
That's one of the gangs in the Warriors.
The Moonrunners, yeah.
The Riffs.
The Riot, yeah. What about The Outsiders,
Pony, the Cortland Rangers,
the Sos and the Greasers. No,
yeah, you got it right.
Is that right?
Yeah,
from the Pony Boy and
Two-Bit Matthews.
Yeah, what was that movie? Remember that?
Outsiders.
Outsiders. I said it, man.
You did say it, man.
I'm sorry.
You got it right.
I'm stupid. Yeah,
and I said it. Shout out to Leif Garrett for his only role.
No, you know, a movie I like. I don't know what it'll come on like. I'll be super tired. It'll come on like 2 a.m. and I have to watch the movie.
Which movie?
The Godfather. I don't know what, and you still haven't seen it yet, and you haven't.
I have not. No. Your mom. My mom has.
Okay,
them
mom.
I think mom lost them.
Mama. Mommy. Mom. Hey, mom. Mommy. Mom. Mama.
Ma.
We need those.
What?
We need those DVDs, please. He needs to see The Godfather. But no, it'll come on.
I think
like
she lost them.
Like I came home one night. It was like 2:01 a.m. and I was like. It just came when I was like, you know what? I gotta watch it. I can't not watch The Godfather for some reason.
Right.
I feel like I'm in the mafia or something. Yeah.
I need to watch it, man, just so I can finally say, look, I saw it.
I'm down with it.
And people are probably gonna be like, what? You've never seen The Godfather? How can you have not seen
The
Godfather?
Yeah, it's like yeah, it's like you've never seen Scarface or something.
Oh, I love Scarface.
But how can you not watch The Godfather? That's true.
I mean, Al Pacino is in that one, too.
Al Pacino and De Niro.
They're both in The Godfather. Right?
Yeah, one and two.
And then Marlon Brando.
Let me talk about some of the
Talia Shire.
You talking about some of the best actors and actresses ever. you know.
So is that
I broke my heart, Fredo.
You know, recently, well, a few, was it this year or a few years ago, Al Pacino got the, like, the Lifetime.
Lifetime, he should. I think him and De Niro are probably the two best actors of our, of my generation, I think. I would say they're up there.
You're a big fan of Denzel. Al Pacino?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like him in Any Given Sunday?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
That speech that he makes at the end is really good.
He's good in every movie.
He is.
The one I was disappointed in, though.
Carlito's Way.
No.
Scent of a Woman. Which he wanted. No,
no, no. Those are all good movies. You're naming good movies.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Come on. He probably got an award for that one, too. That was like best movie ever.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
That was a movie?
My Name is Richard Roma.
I never saw that one.
Neither have I.
Yeah. No, he was in Heat, too. Remember Heat?
Heat?
That was no, remember the movie with him and Robin Williams? They were in Alaska?
Insomnia.
Right.
I've never seen it. It's horrible?
I mean, I guess I want to... Didn't you say Al Pacino? And you say Robin Williams. I'm like, oh, I'm there.
Gold.
I'm there. Oh, yeah. It's guaranteed, right?
Right.
No.
No?
No.
And I think that's a Christopher Nolan movie, too.
I was kinda, who's that?
Director of The Dark
Knight. You always know this stuff, too. Dude. But no, I just expected Robin Williams to be a lot, like Heath Ledger crazy on, like, the joke. You know what I mean? He just didn't really go
well, like,
there.
The way he was crazy in, like, 1 hour photo.
Right. Just... It just didn't. I don't know. I just want him to be a little crazier because he can do crazy. He does great crazy. I mean, dude, you know, I don't know. Robin Williams, you know, he does everything. What hasn't he done,
dude? I liked Robin Williams so much because he's funny.
Yeah.
But I'll watch. Okay, so you were talking about comedies.
Robin Williams is probably one of the greatest actors. Yeah, he is. In our time too. Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire when
Mrs.
it's on.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I will watch it every time.
Tootsie.
That's Dustin Hoffman, isn't it?
It was before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the cross-dressing thing.
Yeah.
But that movie, like, the way he plays, he's funny, but he's serious. But, man, you gotta love that character or love Robin Williams because of
him. Yeah, Robin Williams is a great actor. I mean, he played a woman. And, I mean,
who wanted to see his kids?
Yeah, it was a movie. But, yeah, he's a great actor. I mean, Jumanji. I mean, he's Peter Pan, for God's sake, wasn't he? Was he Peter Pan?
He's Peter Pan.
Yeah, he's done everything. I mean, I can't think of something he hasn't done.
He was the voice of the Genie.
Dead Poets Society. Was he in
Taft. Good Morning Vietnam.
I mean, gosh. Wasn't he on Saturday Night Live, too, for a while? Mork and Mindy. That was, like, his first. Yeah, Mork and Mindy. If y'all remember that, Mork from Ork. Y'all remember that? Yeah. Was you alive when that was?
I remember seeing the reruns on Nick and I.
Really? Oh, they show Mork and Mindy on the...
But they used to. I don't know if they still do. Wow. But I like how he does it in Mrs. Doubtfire. She's like, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I do voices. And he starts doing all these different voices, and he does the voice from Mork and Mindy.
Like, oh, does he?
Yeah, the way he talks.
Yeah. He was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Coneheads.
I love Coneheads.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, I know a lot of people, some roles they don't like, but man, I love Dan Aykroyd.
Hey, best Dan Aykroyd role?
Ghostbusters?
Dr. Detroit.
Detroit Rock City?
No.
What?
His name was... It was a show, a movie. Dr. Detroit. You never saw it?
No.
Oh, my God. He was a pimp. Didn't we talk about this once?
No.
Huh?
Maybe.
Are you serious? You never saw Dr. Detroit?
Never.
Oh, my God. Best movie ever.
Have you seen Animal House or no?
Who?
Animal House?
Yeah.
You like that one?
John Belushi. Mattis? John Belushi, yeah. I was like, didn't he die?
No,
it was after that, though. Yeah. A while after that.
He died the same way Christopher Farley died.
What? How was that? Overweight?
Speedball overdose.
Oh, is that what it was?
Drug overdose, yeah. Same exact
thing. Dang, no.
Same age, too.
Yeah, Dr. Detroit, 1983. So Dan Aykroyd was he ended up being a pimp. So he ran into a situation where I think he took over, like, his somebody died, he got like left like some kind of company, but when he got to the company and seen what it was prostitutes, and he was like so they was like, we need a pimp. this is a stupid funny movie. So he ended up taking over, and he was like, well, what's your name gonna be? It's somehow he was Dr. Detroit. So he's walking around with like a metal hand, but it looks, I mean, it was so stupid looking.
Yeah.
But he had like all these women, though. He was like the pimp.
Yeah.
And he was like finding other pimps. It was crazy, man. Dr. Detroit, you gotta check it out.
Hey, I don't mean to get sidetracked, but you were talking about comedy movies that I'll always watch.
Who?
Police Academy. Any Police Academy, I will watch.
Yeah.
Except for Mission to Moscow.
What number was that?
The seventh one.
They had seven Police Academies.
Okay, the first Police Academy, yes. Two, three, four, yes.
Overdone. Seven?
They made a lot literally? Of money.
Huh?
Dude, they had Steve Guttenberg in it. And you Steve had Guttenberg. Michael Winslow.
Michael Winslow.
Bubba Smith.
Bubba Smith. Yeah, Bubba Smith.
Tackleberry.
Hightower.
Yeah.
Tackleberry was off the hinges. Tackleberry is like...
G.W. Bailey,
you know,
man.
So
awesome.
You know who Tackleberry is now?
David Graff?
No, so you know who he is?
Who?
He's the cop that shoots all the black guys. That's Tackleberry.
Because he was trigger happy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Tackleberry was that guy. He was going to shoot, period. He was killing everybody.
He didn't take that.
Yeah, he just went, oh, what? What's going on? Yeah, Tackleberry was the man. He cracked me up.
You'll put that out now, mister.
Yeah, I played with a guy, baseball with a guy we called Hightower.
Yeah?
Yeah, my boy Eric. Shout out to Eric. He played ball, baseball in high school.
Man, they made Hightower like invincible in those movies.
He's a
big dude.
Eric was my dude. He was Hightower. We called him Hightower. He couldn't get in my car. I had to rip the seats out just for him to ride in my car. That's
serious?
How big he was. Yeah. No.
Oh, man. I was like, man, damn. No. So that's like real. You just.
But like, he's like, hey, you want to ride with us?
I'm so right. Gullible.
So let me rip the seats out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Hightower. Eric. I was a beast. Catcher. He's my center too in football.
That's pretty cool, yes, sir. Man. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
What?
Yeah, you're creepy, dude.
Shut up.
Creepy little unibrow.
Is it really?
I feel like...
No, that's not unibrow.
Anthony Davis is looking at me or something.
No, hell no, man. Yeah. I don't compare me to that yet. I mean, he's a good baller, but I don't have that...
Cool.
That unibrow thing going on. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. We are available there. SoundCloud, Stitcher. Just search The Pick and Roll Show. Please write a review, tell a friend, share on Facebook, share on Twitter, share on Instagram, share on Periscope, share through a I keep saying share a lot. Text, phone call, Snapchat, FaceTime,
Snapchat.
Email, maybe a regular mail a letter. Tell anybody. The more the better. The more support, we would really appreciate it. And all the support that we are getting right now, we really, really love
Telegraph,
you all, guys.
Smoke screen.
Yeah.
You can do a phone call.
Pay phone call and then play.
Use a pay phone.
And then when you're calling, it's going to play.
Page me.
Mr. Telephone Man.
There's something wrong with my line. And I'm my baby number. I get it clear and read. Because she hung up on you, bro. That's why.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with your line. She don't want to talk to you. Because you're tripping. Yeah.
Yeah.
You singing all crazy.
Please follow us on Twitter at Pick and Roll Show. Follow us on Periscope at Pick and Roll Show. We actually do live broadcasts from time to time on there. And you can chime in and give us your opinion. Or you can be on the show and have a laugh with us. We are also on Instagram at The Pick and Roll Show. And check out our Facebook page and like it. Like I mentioned, share.
Jill.
Jill. You have anything else you want to add today, Pick?
Did I leave no, just...
No, we talked about Twitter.
I wasn't paying attention to class. I'm sorry. No, man, but yeah, you pretty much hit on everything. We, you know, thanks again to Brandon Manabuksen for helping us out and everybody that's contributed to our stories.
Yes, our families and all our loved ones.
We like to make fun of people, but, you know, we love you guys.
We do love you all.
If we don't talk about you, we don't love you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I look at it. If I ain't talking smack about you, I don't love you.
Exactly.
So if I'm not talking about you, I don't love you. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
He's making.
That makes sense.
He's kind of throwing a little curveball, but I get what you're saying.
You feel me?
Yeah, we really thank all you guys and.
You smell me? I mean, you feel me?
I can't smell you.
Okay.
But I feel you. I feel you.
All right.
That's all we have for this week. So for Pick and Row, we're Pick and Row. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.